Out of it and treated themselves as something special.
Folks, do you remember Bowden Trilogy? You remember them three things about God that we were supposed to remember? And the second one of them was the Jesusmans. But it's hard to remember that third vague character himself, the spiritized, wonderized God Boy!
Thank you. Grumpy's gonna be mighty grumpy. Wanna feed on his people. From what I see lately, there ain't nothing worth saving. Think he'll munch on all the people. When Godboy came down, he was a grazing around in the shape of a weasel. Godboy's sniffing around. Because he lives in a steeple. When he sees what's going on, he always sees what's going round. Because he has a big peephole. He can view all his people in one little glance. Doesn't even have to move his face.
Godboy got together with some of the greatest minds of past history, and one of them was the son of Edison, who invented the sifter of chocolate. He knew, and as they both knew, that they had to rid the world of the evil of chocolate men. Because chocolate men were fat and fluffy and full of chocolate blow blows. So Edison, the son of Edison, we call him Next Man Edison. Next Man and Godboy got together with a group of people and started on a long project to try and stamp out the Chocolate Man. But the Chocolate Man is a swift and sweet enemy.
Than my hand, boy, why don't you make it from veal?
So, if Godboy is so almighty and powerful, why did I smother him in a chocolate vapor?
Each other. talking about your last cigarette. Skipping down the cobblestones. Feeling silly, feeling mighty phony. Feeling like I don't have no money. With a stock up on cheese and macaroni. Neighbors in, cause they won't swim during a nuclear war. Let my neighbors sink while I drink and eat my macaroni by the score. For scoring some macaroni ago, I was still sitting in the same hole with my coffee, my macaroni. Died in the gym doing aerobics by the score to music they don't even understand the rhythm for. Getting all hot over squatting a lot of pot on the quad jot rot. Boo to the bodak sitting on the stool. Oh, one of them were naked and the other one clothed. While I stayed in the kitchen, I think everybody knows. Boo didn't have his weekly on her toe. While I stayed in the kitchen, I think everybody knows. They were doing the limbo on the Boo Dylan nose. Out of a road, looking half naked as hardly clothed. He no groom for Derek, no groom for she. I think Derek should have me instead of he. Bo Diddley, Bo Derek sitting on the stove, one of them naked and the other one's clothed. Oh, gee, oh, gee, oh, gee, bam. Had his weekly on her shelf. Took it out for occasions and health. Bo Diddley wasting all his rum. Bo Diddley then he started to rub. Bo Diddley had his weekly on her toes. Bo Diddley and Derek just had their nose in the pose. Had your nose in the pros. When you live in a village all your life, you gotta be careful for the people who come out of the wilderness. We people in the village call them wilderness breeds, Stanleys. Stanleys are tobogganists. They're sledders and they've got a lower lip for low. And Stanley, the weirdo tripped out naturalist, was an aromatic tobacco addict. But he had one weakness for the tobacconist's daughter. And so he had to sled down the face of Greasy Mountain looking for the tobacconist's daughter to roll him a big stogie. Thank you. like I served. I'd be the worst. I'd be another plex nerd. I think I land on my hip and spray my nips, lining down a greasy mountain. There's a gal I met. She sells a mean cigarette. She's a tobacconist's daughter. I'm waxing my head and I usually use pledge to wet myself. Well, if I was what I wished, I'd be a fish, I'd be a filter out of water. And if my neck had fins, I'd be learning to swim. I'd have squirmy, scaly, split skin. And if I had the time, I would make me up a thermos and feed me on my heater. Ski like I smell, I'd be in hell, I'd be a hell of a ski boy. I'd be a man with a plan, twisting down a mountain at the speed of 20 people. And if I land on my hands, I'd be a fortunate man instead of sliding down the mountain. Got a way to study myself, keep myself there from sliding through the village. Sometimes I breathe inside so hard that it will suck my lips off my face. But when I smoke certain things, I've got to keep it in mind that they'll hurt my insides. Now. Smoking is a horrible feature on a person. It can just lead to disfiguring issues. You might misuse your tissues. Please don't misuse your tissues, mister. Yeah, la 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 la. Please don't misuse your tissues now. Oh, I'm sorry, I've been bleeding out the bags. I've been blowing out my bad guys on you.
Oh, Peter. people. I'm sorry, but all my fluids are just dripping down inside of me. As if I've been smoking far too long. And I think I can admit it to myself, and admit it proudly, because I wrote it in a song. I'm so self-righteous, I can even smoke on you and not even care. It takes a righteous kind of smoker to look at you and breathe out bad air. I'm just a creature, I don't care if I misfeature my little creature face. All my tissues are misused, I've been abusing every one of them as if they had a name. I name you my loves, you're the naughty ones, I've been smoking on the inside. I've been burning dreadful things and smoking them in, I've been burning on the inside. I've been breathing bad, I'm a bad gas man.
Gucci, yucky ick. When I light something on my tongue, it's gonna wind up in my lungs. I'll know I like it every time. Used to be some healthy tissues, but now I've gone and misused all my healthy inside. I've been pumping up my gas, swinging it in through my esophagus, and I've been hoping you would too. I've been pushing it out my lungs, flabbing it with my tongue, and I've been feeling pretty ill. My lips are coated with goo. I'm very sick.
It's too much to ask, then there are three things I want people to remember about me. And one of them was that I'm scared to be alive! The second one is that the first thing I always say in a list of three or more things is always a lie. But the third thing I always say is, you gotta be careful, because people will come out of the wilderness and spank you. You know what a narrow mind is? A narrow mind is when you can't see what's going off around you. And the bigger part of things mean there's other people other than myself living in the universe. And when you live on a planet, you gotta be careful, because people will come from out of the wilderness and they'll scrape upon your mind's logic. And those people don't want to make no sense. They're trying to treat you like you're stupid or something. Now, what I once heard was that the people who came out of the universe would like to be keepers here on Earth. They created the Adam and Eve, and they made the holy wilderness into a Garden of Eden. You see, we got to imagine people as big folks, because if there was just medium-sized folks like the you and the me and the rest of them, we wouldn't take them very seriously, would we? Because if we got big folks staring down upon us from the altar heavens, we're known to be careful to say what we will to, who we done to. And that brings me back to the three big reasons that I never smoke. The first one is that it makes my lungs into black ash.